This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden has reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to NATO at a summit in Brussels. His remarks have come as leading members declared it a pivotal moment for the alliance, which had been beleaguered during the presidency of Donald Trump. President Biden is at the alliance's headquarters for the first NATO summit of his presidency. In remarks to reporters Monday evening, President Biden said China and Russia are trying to split the transatlantic alliance and that while he is not seeking conflict with Russia, NATO will respond if Moscow, in his words, continued its harmful activities. Speaking to a news conference after the meeting with NATO leaders, Biden said Russia and China are both seeking to drive a wedge in the transatlantic solidarity. He said he would tell Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday when he meets with the Russian president in Geneva that he's not looking for conflict with Russia, but NATO will respond if Russia continues what he calls its harmful activities. Biden also said that counterterrorism efforts must continue to ensure that Afghanistan never again becomes a safe haven for attacks on Western countries. He said there was a consensus among the NATO members at the summit on the question of the Defense Alliance's withdrawal from Afghanistan. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has delayed plans to lift coronavirus restrictions by a month because of the highly contagious Delta variant first identified in India. Johnson said on Monday the restrictions will now be lifted July 19th instead of June 21st. He made those remarks in a London news conference today. He said he's confident the country will be able to reopen July 19th. By then, he said two-thirds of the British population are expected to be fully vaccinated. And meantime, the cases of coronavirus in Britain are growing by about 64% per week. This is VOA News.